A massive green army tent has been pitched at Sydney's Circular Quay. It's got nothing to do with camping. Instead, it's an exhibition that's part of the Biennale, paying tribute to the Aboriginal Tent Embassy that's been in Canberra since the 1970s. This new exhibition is the work of Indigenous artist Richard Bell, who says the history of the Tent Embassy should be taught to every school student. He's speaking to Lindy Kerrin.
Up to that line there.
The finishing touches on an exhibition that consists of a massive army tent.
I'm an activist who masquerades as an artist.
Richard Bell's work, Embassy, has been set up on the busy grounds of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Circular Quay in Sydney. Outside, there are large signs saying Aboriginal Embassy and White Invaders, you are living on stolen land.
This is an homage to the genius of the young black people who put together the first tent embassy in Canberra. When those young people put that tent up, it reverberated around the world. You know, like, people saw this as quite significant.
The original Aboriginal Tent Embassy was set up on Australia Day in 1972 in protest against the McMahon Liberal government's decision to reject a proposal for Aboriginal land rights. One beach umbrella set up by a group of four young activists quickly grew into a tent city. In July that year, police were sent in to dismantle the embassy, which led to violent clashes. In 1972, Richard Bell was an impressionable young man living in Queensland, but he says the events thousands of kilometres away in Canberra had a profound impact on him.
I think I was 17, and I was my last year of high school. I didn't come from a politically active family. I grew up on Aboriginal reserves and looking at the circumstances that we were living in, you know, where we were excluded from just about everything in the Australian society. You know, like we were starting behind everybody else, you know, with respect to our economic position, with respect to our education position, with respect to our health, with respect to our housing. You know, we were just behind everybody else. You know, like, and that seemed really odd to me. Just as a young Aboriginal man, a teenager actually, and I started thinking, damn, you know, these people should be paying rent, you know, like, and then to hear all these different ideas articulated by these young people on television and radio, you know, was quite profound.
The Tent Embassy was re-established in 1974, and in 1995 it was listed on the Register of the National Estate as a site that represented the political struggle of all Indigenous Australians. Richard Bell, who has previously taken his pop-up embassy exhibition to Moscow, Amsterdam, New York and Jakarta, says there is still a place for the Tent Embassy in Canberra today.
We are no closer to resolution of the problems from 1972, you know. We're just as far away from resolution. So certainly we need the Tent Embassy today. You know, like, I would love there to be no reason for the Tent Embassy to be. Just it being there, this silent memorial, this silent monument to resistance, it's still very powerful.
What do you hope people get out of this? I mean, there's probably a lot of people walking past here who have no idea what that is.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But this is part of the education process that needs to happen. Everybody should know about the Tent Embassy. Every Australian child should be taught this.
And that is artist Richard Bell speaking to Lindy Kerrin.